Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
Every now and then, we all have financial pressure. But with a NatQuick loan from NatSav, you can sort it out. Kasave fast with a NatQuick loan. For more details, visit your nearest NatSav branch or email us on info@natsav.co.zm. You can also visit our website, www.natsav.co.zm. National Savings and Credit Bank. NatSav, your bank.
Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
977 News.
Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, Executive Director Samuel Banda has commended the peaceful and orderly manner in which political parties and their supporters are conducting themselves during the Chawama parliamentary by-election campaigns. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that the Kasama mayoral by-election will be held on Thursday, January 29th, 2026. And in international news, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has given details of an updated peace plan that offers Russia the potential withdrawal of Ukrainian troops from the east that Moscow has demanded.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda, has commended the peaceful and orderly manner in which political parties and their supporters are conducting themselves during the Chawama parliamentary by-election campaigns. Banda says the calm atmosphere currently prevailing in Chawama is encouraging and reflects the maturity of the people of the constituency. He says his organization is of the view that the peaceful conduct witnessed so far shows that elections can be held without violence, intimidation or unnecessary confrontations, and that political differences can be managed through dialogue and respect for one another. Banda has since appealed to all political parties, campaign teams and supporters in Chawama to continue exercising restraint and tolerance and to put the interests of the community and the nation above partisan considerations as the electoral process continues. He has further encouraged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to continue facilitating the by-election in a fair, transparent and professional manner and to ensure that all political parties are treated equally.
977 News.
In other news, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that the Kasama mayoral by-election will be held on Thursday, January 29th, 2026. The commission has further set December 30th, 2025 as the date for the filing of nominations. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga explained that the campaign period will officially open on Wednesday, December 31st, 2025 at 14 hours and close at 18 hours on Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. In a statement, Luhanga says candidates must lodge completed and attested a statutory declaration and nomination papers before a magistrate, local court, head of a government, primary or school secondary, principal of a college, commissioner of oath, election officer or returning officer on Tuesday, December 30th, 2025 between 9 hours and 15 hours. The by-election has been necessitated by the death of Kasama Mayor Teresa Kolala of the Patriotic Front.
977 News.
And in more news, the borehole pump at the Mpulungu fecal sludge treatment plant has been stolen in what authorities have described as a direct attack on critical public health infrastructure. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu said the incident poses a serious threat to community well-being, stressing that the facility is vital for safe fecal sludge management in a district vulnerable to waterborne diseases, especially during the rainy season. Nzovu has warned that acts of vandalism or theft at such facilities undermine national efforts to prevent cholera outbreaks and safeguard public health. He has disclosed that Chambeshi Water Supply and Sanitation Company has reported the matter to the Zambia Police Service and investigations are underway. This is according to a statement issued to ZMBC News by a Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chiyuni.
977 News.
And in other news, as the annual Christmas and New Year holidays begin, the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has cautioned all road users to exercise extreme caution and vigilance on the roads. RATSA Head Public Relations, Chilufya Mwelwa, has urged all road users to follow all traffic rules and regulations and comply with enforcement officers to ensure safety. Mwelwa says the agency will be fair but firm as it carries out these operations. The festive season is a time of increased travel and celebrations, which often leads to an increased risk of road traffic crashes. In 2024, Mwelwa says Zambia recorded 123 RATSA with 14 fatalities and 55 serious injuries during this period. The RATSA is committed to reducing these numbers this year. She says all road users should plan their journeys, making provision for rest along the way. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has given details of an updated peace plan that offers Russia the potential withdrawal of Ukrainian troops from the east that Moscow has demanded. Giving details of the 20-point plan agreed by U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators at Florida at the weekend, Zelensky said the Russians would give their response once the Americans had spoken to them. Describing the plan as the main framework for ending the war, Zelensky said it proposed security guarantees from the U.S., NATO, and Europeans for a coordinated military response if Russia invaded Ukraine again. On the key question of Ukraine's eastern Donbas, Zelensky said a free economic zone was a potential option. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, Executive Director Samuel Banda has commended the peaceful and orderly manner in which political parties and their supporters are conducting themselves during the Chama parliamentary by-election campaigns. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that the Kasama Mayoro by-election will be held on Thursday, January 29th, 2026. And in international news, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has given details of an updated peace plan that offers Russia the potential withdrawal of Ukrainian troops from the east that Moscow has demanded. That is all we had for you this evening. Thank you for joining us. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ. Your bank.
City Drive.
Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Saga Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.